Couple of weeks ago, I was preaching on, we were using that booklet, All the King's Horses, to preach.
几个礼拜以前，我们是照那本国王的马那本小册子来讲道。
And I trust that all of you again received the booklet this morning.
我相信今天早上各位手上也在拿到再度拿到这本小册子。
Some of you might even bought your own.
有我相信在座的也许把你以前那本都带来了。
I really want you to use them, meaning send them away.
我实在是但盼望您能够用它，意思就是把它送出去。
You know, I told you that I use these booklets to lead people to the Lord.
我想跟各位提过，我曾经用过这个小册子把带人归主。
And a couple of days ago, again, I met our gardener, not a gardener, a worker with a gas company who worked in the yard for the company.
前两天教会他那个煤气公司来这里做工的工人在这儿。
I again talked to them briefly, and one of them was.Confess to be a Catholic.
我跟他们有机会稍微闲谈一下。有一个人他说他自己是天主教徒。
And he also admitted that he has not gone back to church for a while.
他也自己说我实在是没有回到教会。
So I gave him again the booklet, hoping that they'll read them.
所以我就把这本小册子给他，我希望他能够有机会读。
You know, last time we talked about the salvation, whether it is initiated by God or by us.
我们上一次提到。救恩是从神那儿来的呢，还是从我们这儿开头的呢？
And afterward, my daughter had a debate, theological debate with me.
讲完了之后呢，我的女儿跟我有一个神学上的一个辩论。
She has some very good points. I'm glad that she has good points.
她有一点蛮不错的，我很高兴她想到这一点。
But then also, I again pointed out to her that Christ did die for us before the foundation of the world.
但是我也要提出来，那个时候，基督的确是在这个天地的根基建造之前，创世以前已经为我们死了。
He was slain, the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world.
他是那一位被杀的羔羊，在创造之前已经被杀。
That was the price he had to pay before salvation could come about.
那是一个他能够让救恩成就的一个代价需要付上的。
There was a price to be paid.
的确是有个代价需要付上。
Because our rebelliousness.
因为我们都是背叛的。
There was a price to be paid before the salvation can be brought forth.
的确是要付一个代价，然后救恩才能够成就。
And then we come to the frame number 9 that which we have tried to show you last time briefly.
所以我们就来到第九幅图，上次我们也看了一点点。
We have concluded that it is both God's grace and man's will that they come back to the Lord.
我们的确说是两回事，一个是神的恩典，一个也是人的意志，我们能够回到神的家中。
Therefore, from this frame on, we are talking about some Christian experiences, their basic learning, their basic training.
所以从这一个幅图开始，我们要讲一些基督徒一些最基本的一些训练。
These are the things that the Lord had to do with us when we first came back to Him.
这些事呢，是神必须在我们身上做的，当我们刚刚回到神的家中的时候。
And you see, the first stage of Christian growth are hinged upon the kindness, the goodness the Lord has revealed to us.
那个第一个阶段给我们的神的制作呢，是让我们实在是看到神的爱，神的美。
By this time, you already know the story of this booklet.
我相信各位对这本书的那个内容已经完全知道。
There is a purpose that the king has for those horses.
因为我们已经知道神那些国王对那些马匹有一个意思。
Eventually, they will have to draw.The carriage.
终究这些马是要被训练来拉车的。
But before they can do that, the king has to do something to prepare them.
但是要这些马能拉车之前，这国王需要准备一些事情。
Before they're ready to bear the yoke.
当他们能够实在是能够来这个负这个轭之前。
They have to be strong, they have to be well fed.
他们第一个必要强壮，需要吃得好。
And you know, this is the way Christians learn.This is the way all Christians, almost as a rule, have found what God has done for them.
这个的确就是好像是一成不变的，因为每一个基督徒差不多经过这一段时间。
I can say that when we became first saved, the thing that attracts us is the kindness of God.
我们的确要承认，第一次我们刚信主的时候，这个吸引我们的就是神的那个慈爱。
You know, in the Old Testament, there's a book talking about a believer's spiritual journey in knowing God.
在旧约里头讲到一个人他的属灵程上的一个认识神的经历。
That is a booklet by the name of Song of Songs.
这里面就是歌中之歌雅歌。
And in verse 4, chapter 1, it says, Draw us so that we may run after you.
那第四章的第一节就说到，第一章的第四节说到，
吸引我们，
用你的爱来吸引我们，
我们就快跑
跟随你。
And this is inevitably the first stage the Lord has to do to us.
这的确这是第一步，神要这样子来吸引我们。
You know, we may try everything, endeavoring everything to urge people to come to meetings.
也许我们希望请人来聚会的时候，我们已经试了所有的事情。
We may try and try.
我们拼命在那尝试。
But what we find out that were successful cases are the ones that God did draw them.
然后我们发现那些请成功的呢，的确是神的慈爱吸引了他们。
Yes, we need to invite people to the meeting, but what attracts them is not a program.
不错，我们是要邀请朋友来到聚会中间，但实在吸引他们的并不是这些什么节目。
It's not the activities.
也不是什么活动。
I may say it's not even Shirley singing.
我也敢这么说，也不是说因为是我们 Shirley 姊妹的唱歌。
Yes, but when we do this, we want people to know that we are drawn by God.
但我们这样子做呢，我们是要让人知道我们是被神所吸引来的。
It's not by anybody preaching, but we do preach.
不过也不是因为什么人的讲道，但是我们还是要讲道。
We do sing.
我们也在这里唱诗歌。
We do worship.
我们也在这里敬拜。
And we find out what is inside is the spiritual thing that God has drawn us to.
但是最松心的，我们是在发现是神他自己来吸引我们。
In other words, He has shown us the beauty of Jesus.
换一句话说，就是他神把基督的那个美丽向我们显现。
You know, I couldn't help but notice the detail of this cartoonist what he had done.
因为我实在是忍不住，实在是很欣赏这个画卡通的人，他对那个细节画的那么好。
Have you realized on the coaches, on the coach, what is on the face of on the coach?
你有没有注意到这个漂亮的马车最前头画的是什么？
Have you noticed there's a lion?
你有没有注意到前面是一个狮子的头？
Have you noticed there's on the other side is an ox?
你有没有注意到在另外一面这个马车是一个牛？
On the other side is a man.
然后在另外一边是一个人。
Which resembles the king.
那个人呢，又是一个国王的样式。
And on top, there are two birds.
然后在那个马车的最上面有两个鸟。
I don't know what they are. Maybe they represent the eagle.
也许那两个鸟是表示鹰。
Maybe they represent doves.
也许它能够代表鸽子。
I don't know.
我并不太知道。
But they all with some meaning here.
但是每一样事情都有它的意义。
It helps me to preach. I may say.
我也可以这么说，就是这些意义实在是帮助我能够向各位能够讲这些。
You know, for as much I'm familiar with the scripture,
因为当我很熟悉圣经的时候，
you know, there are four gospels in the Bible.
那有四本福音书。
They are presented with different pictures.
因为这四本福音书就有四幅图画给我们看见。
The first one is the book of Matthew, which portrays Christ as a king.
第一本书是马太福音，在那里他把主耶稣是讲作一个王。
And it's portrayed by a lion.
是用一个狮子来代替。
It's called the Lion of Judah.
在那里他说到是犹大的狮子。
Because lion is the king of all the animals.
因为狮子是百兽之王。
And the Lord is indeed the King of Kings.
而我们的主的确是万王之王。
In the whole Matthew, book of Matthew.
在整本马太福音书里。
You know, if you listen to me carefully, it helps you to read the Bible.
若是你们各位现在注意听的话，很可以帮助你们读圣经。
The book of Matthew portrays Christ as a king.
在整本福音属于马太福音书里面，他是把神来形容做一个王。
And therefore, Christ came with a genealogy of a kingship.
所以他前面的家谱是从王的那一个系列讲下来的。
It is a glorious seed of David.
是一个很荣耀的一个后裔，是大卫的后裔。
And which is directly projected and directly prophesied in the Old Testament that there's a son from David that shall sit in his throne.
因为的确很清楚，在旧约里面这样子预言，有一个王要从大卫的座上，大卫的宝座上来。
And Jesus Christ fulfilled that prophecy.
而耶稣基督就完成了预言。
Therefore, you read the book of Matthew, you find out how this king became a king.
所以当你读整本马太福音的时候，你实在的看到这一个王他是怎么样在那里做王。
You know, if you have some confusion of where the scriptures lay,
若是你觉得不太清楚到底这些章节是怎么回事。
For instance, I read the Bible and sometimes I get confused.
有时候我读圣经时候有点不太清楚。
But if you understand the one who writes the Bible with some definite idea behind it.
但如果你了解在这个写份圣经后面那个作者心里面有什么样的想法时候。
It helps you to find out where that scripture should be in Matthew or in Mark or in Luke.
这样的话你就很能够知道那一节圣经大概是应该从哪本福音书出来的。
They said, the one which is born to be the king of Jew. Where is he?
那里有一句话说，在那里要身为犹太人之王的，他在哪里？
You know that is in the book of Matthew.
你知道有这一节圣经的时候，你想到了，你就知道他一定是从马太福音出来的。
Because they refer to a king.
因为他那里他提到的是一个王。
And in the book of Matthew, many many things to talk about kingdom.
因为在马太福音里面还讲到很多次天国的事情。
And Jesus even used illustrations, parables, which is he talked about a kingdom that is to come.
在那里，耶稣用了无数的比喻，在那里讲到的天国是怎么样，他要来到。
And people want Jesus to be their king.
而在那时候，人们希望耶稣来做他们的王。
It's all recorded in the book of Matthew.
在马太福音里头都一一的说到。
It shows you the power of king, the authority of a king.
在那里看到那个王，他的权柄，他的全能。
And he bit the wave and waters, and they stopped, and they stopped billowing.
在那里，他命令风和海都那个风浪都平静。
It tells you the power that he has, and they say he speaks.Not as the scribes, but as a powerful man.
于在那里，他就讲到怎么样子能够他的权柄在那里施行出来。而他们说他讲话不像平常的人，不像个文士，倒是像是一个有权柄的人。
And when he performs miracle, people say we want him to be our king.
当他在那里行神迹的时候，于是人们就说我们要拥他为王。
Jesus is indeed the King of Kings.
因为耶稣的确是万王之王。
When he resurrected, he told the disciples.
当他复活的时候，他告诉门徒们。
He said, "All authority has given me."
因为天上地下所有的权柄都给了我。
Therefore, go ye make disciples.
所以你们要去到万国去，做是万民做我的门徒。
Share the gospel with all the nations.
然后传播福音到所有的各国去。
You see, in the book of Matthew.They have portrayed Jesus as a king, which is the lion of Judah.
在马太福音里头讲到耶稣是一个王，用这个狮子来代替，来代表。
You know, this is the reason why we were drawn to him.
也许就是因为这个原因，我们被吸引来到他面前。
When we begin to read the Bible, when we behold his glory, behold his majesty, behold his beauty, we begin to say, "This is the one I want to serve."
那当我们看圣经的时候，我们就开始看到神的荣耀，神的在那里显现出来。于是我们就说，这是一个王，我们愿意来服侍的。
And then you open the book of Mark.
但是当你把马可福音打开来的时候
，It's a different story.
又是另外一个故事。
He came as a servant.
他在那里是一个仆人的形象来。
Which is portrayed by an ox.
在那里是用一个牛来代表。
I guess ox is destined to serve.Wherever he goes.
因为这个牛不管到什么地方，它通通都是要服侍人的。
Whereas a Chinese cow or a Japanese cow or maybe, well, except for Indian cows.
不管这个牛不管是到哪里，不管是在哪一个国家，也许只有印度例外。
And even in the land of Israel, they also use oxes to bear the yoke.
也就是在以色列地那里也是用牛来耕地。
They are meant to serve.
他们在那，他牛的意思就是在这里服侍。
And you know the most famous statement from Jesus, one of them was.
你知道最有名的耶稣所说的话有一句
He said, the Son of Man came not to be served, but serve.
他说人子来不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
And he came to be the ransom of many.
他来到这里成为多人的赎价。
And this is the attitude Jesus came.
这是一个耶稣来的他的一个他的一个目的。
And therefore you know for sure that when they talk about, when the Bible recorded that he helped the mother-in-law of Peter, it has to be in the book of Mark.
那如果说你读到一个故事，你想到一个故事是说这个耶稣在那里把这个西门彼得岳母治好的时候，你想这一段一定是从马可福音里头出来的。
Indeed, you check and it's there.
的确，你去看的时候就是在那马可福音里头。
This is a servant. He serves wherever he goes.
因为他是一个仆人，他随处到哪里，他都在那里服侍人。
Wherever he goes, he said, "I must preach the gospel."
因为他不管到哪里去，他说我一定要传这个福音。
And wherever he goes, he said, "Take those who are sick to me that I may heal them."
他随处到哪里去都说将那些有病人都带来，于是他就医治他们。
When he came, he sent the power came with him.
当他来的时候，那个权柄，他的全能就来到。
And he ordered, and the foul spirit has to leave.
当他在那里命令的时候，连污鬼都被赶出去。
Because he comes to serve.
因为他来是要服侍。
Help those who are oppressed.
他来帮助那些受压的。
Who help those who are depressed?
来那个让那些心里受压的人能够得到自由。
And to proclaim the good year, the jubilee year of our Lord.
在那里要宣告那神悦纳人的喜年。
This is what the book of Mark showed us.
这是马可福音在这里告诉我们的。
He came as an ox to serve.
他来到世上像一个牛一样是要来侍服侍。
I can go on and on talk about the beauty of Jesus in the book of Luke.
那么在路加福音里头。
And I can talk about it in the book of John.
我也可以讲到神怎么样子在约翰福音里头怎么样服侍。
Where in Luke he was portrayed as a man, as a human being, the Son of God.
在路加福音里头在这里讲到他是一个人的像是一个人子。
He was shown for us all the aspects of a human being.
在那里他是神 他是神又是人在那里将他完全的人性表现出来。
You observe his human nature in the book of Luke more than other books.
在路加福音里头你可以看出比任何其他的福音书都讲到他的人性。
He has compassion.
他有这个爱。
And therefore, in the book of Luke, you see that young, officer who is rich, a rich man came to him and finally rejected God, Jesus' offer of salvation. He was so compassionate and he felt so bad.
那你在路加福音就可以看到，路加福音里头一个少年的官来到耶稣那里，因为他心里面没有办法释放，于是呢，他没有办法能够进神的国。那时候你看到耶稣为了他不能得救，心里忧愁。
This is what the book of Luke shows you.
这是路加福音来告诉你的。
And then you have book of John.
又看到有约翰福音里头。
He is portrayed as an eagle, soar above all everything.
约翰福音里头，他就像一个鹰一样展翅上腾。
And you read the book of John, you realize this is not a man, this is God.
你当你读到约翰福音的时候你知道这不是一个人这是神
This is the Son of God.
这是一个神的儿子
And there's many things that you can see from the book of John.
在约翰福音书里头你可以看到很多很多的事情
And the writer, John the Apostle, even said, I wrote this so that you may know that he is a son of living God.
在那里他那个作者约翰说我写这些就让你们知道他是神的儿子
So that you know there's eternal life.
所以你知道在他那里有永生
Therefore, Jesus talked about the spiritual things more than anything.
所以在那里面所以在约翰福音书里面耶稣所讲到的属灵的事情比哪一本书都多。
He talked about the born again process.
他说到怎么样来重生。
He talked about he was the one who revealed heaven to earth.
他也知道他也说明怎么样他能够将天上的事情来显明给地上的人看。
He claimed himself to be the one who walks on earth yet in heaven.
他说他是那一个就是在地上行在地上但是也在行在天上的那一位。
There are things that we cannot perceive.Without the book of John.
我们很多事情我们没有办法了解如果是我们不好好 读约翰福音的话。
And the book of John also describes all the miracles as signs.
在约翰福音书里头他讲到那些神迹呢认为它是一个记号。
To reveal to you, not only the miracle itself.
在那里他表示那些并不光只是一个神迹而已。
For miracles can pass.
因为神迹会过去。
But the meaning of miracles stays.
但是那个神迹的意义在那里就留下来。
Jesus also talked about the long abidance of him.
神耶稣在那又说到要在主里面。
For he is the one who abides forever.
因为他说他是那位长存永远长存的。
And he said he'll abide in us and we shall abide in him.
他就说他要在我们里面我们要在他的里面。
You know, recently I studied the word abide. I was so amazed by it.
最近我在那里读同住的这个词我非常觉得它是非常非常的了不起。
When the Bible talks about abide, it meant forever.
因为当神里面在里面他约翰在圣经里面讲到的这个同在他实在是讲到是永永远远的事情。
You know, Jesus, everybody know that Christ is abiding, always, ever, forever and ever.
我们知道神是在那里一直在那里自由拥有在那里永远存在的。
If you're familiar with the scripture, you recall the Pharisees challenged Christ when he said, the Son of Man shall be lifted up.
在那里你可以记得那些法利赛人来向耶稣挑战的时候他说这个神人子要被举起。
Jesus meant to say, when he is lifted up, he shall draw all men to him.
但是在耶稣在那里他的意思说若是这个人子被举起就要吸引万人来归他。
By that he meant, when he was died on the cross, the heaven door was open.
但是他说那个举起来的意思是说他在十字架上面死而将天国的门打开。
Whoever, whosoever will, may come and drink up the living water.
那么所有愿意的人都来都可以喝那个永远的喝那个永活的水。
He shall be resurrected again.
他然后又再复活。
But then the Pharisees had a doubt, had a question. If Christ is forever, how could he die?
但是那些法利赛人就有一个问题了，说若是耶稣你是永远的话，你为什么还会死呢？
Pity that they didn't realize the process has to be completed through resurrection.
这是很可怜，因为他们法利赛人不了解这整个过程是需要经过死亡复活。
Now you see, we have four gospels to show Jesus in four directions.
你就看到这有四本福音书，将耶稣从四方面来讲清楚。
But all of it shows the kindness, the greatness, the meekness, the beauty, the glory, the power, the authority, everything about Jesus.
但是当总合起来的时候，就看到他将耶稣的荣美、他的权柄、他的慈爱，全部在那里显现出来。
And you know that.Could be ours if we want it.
但是你可以想到啊，这一切所提到的都可以变成我们的。
Therefore, the booklet says some of the horses are drawn to him, and they have a strange desire, a strong desire that one day they may pull the wagon, pull the carriage for the Lord.
所以你看那个图上，那些马觉得很就被这个车子的荣美来吸引，他们就看了觉得真是漂亮。然后有一天他说啊，我希望我来拖这个车子。
You know, that is a very, very good illustration.
这实在是一个非常非常好的一个代表。
Do you remember that an incident when Jesus was going into Jerusalem?
你记不记得当耶稣要进耶路撒冷的时候？
We call it the triumphant entry of Jerusalem.
我们说他是在那里是一个得胜的进程。
And he sent the disciples to take a coat.
在那里他把他的门徒打发进去去取一个小驴驹。
And he sat on a coat to enter into Jerusalem.
然后他就坐在这个驴驹上面，然后进耶路撒冷城。
And all the children were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna!"
所有的孩童们
，In the name of the Lord shall be praised.
孩童们正在说，何塞纳，何塞纳，奉主名来的是应该得到称颂的。
He is a king of peace and enter into Jerusalem.
因为他
prince of peace.
因为他实在是那和平的君，在那里他要用一个以和平君的一个身份进入耶路撒冷城。
Jerusalem is the meaning of God's city. Salem means peace.
耶路撒冷是神的城市，那个撒冷两个字就是平安、和平、平安的意思。
Jerusalem means God's peace shall rule in the city.
在耶路撒冷这个城的意思就是神的平安在这里要掌在这个城中掌权。
Isn't that fitting that some of the horses admire, wanted to carry God's work for him?
所以我们不难想象，这些马是那样子的羡慕，实在是愿意来拖着一个车子。
What the king did was show forth.His abundance, his beauty, and laid out for them to see.
在这里，那个国王把这个马车放在那里，要让他们看见这个是多么荣耀、多么华美、多么好的一个事情。
You know, again, I refer to what I talked about to the people a few days ago, the worker from the gas company.
我又再回到那时候，我跟那个煤气公司来做事的那几个人在谈话。
The man was asking me questions after a while.
过了一会儿，那个人开始问我问题。
He's a pastor. What do you have planned for the summer?
他说：“牧师啊，你这个夏天想要做什么事啊
？”Do you have any plans in the church?
他说：“你们教会有没有什么事情呢
？”What kind of activities are you having?
你们夏天有没有要准备什么活动啊
？You know, for a moment, I was so shameful.Because we really didn't plan anything.
有我那么一下子，我突然觉得很不好意思，因为我们没有计划什么事情。
But then I answered him. I said, "Brother, do you know something?"
但是我过一会我就回答他，我说兄弟啊，你知道吗
？We do not build church upon activities.
我们不是用活动来建造教会。
We do not build church upon programs.
我们不是利用这些节目来建造教会。
We build church on Christ only.
我们是在基督上面来建造教会。
Apart from Christ, there was no living stone that we can build a church with.
除了在基督之外，我们没有任何的根基，我们可以来建造。
If you and I are to be built as church,
若是你跟我要在这个教会这样子来被建立。
Now please don't mistake me. I'm not antisocial.
请你不要这个误会啊，我不是反社交。
In fact, I'm a very sociable person. And sometimes too sociable.
事实上我是蛮喜欢社交的，有时候还有点太过分了。
That's why I curb myself from doing that.
所以我有时候要收敛自己，不要这样子。
The biggest problem me and my wife have in the house is that I want to invite guests to my house, and she doesn't.
在我们家有一个问题，就是我总是要请很多的客人来我们家，而她不太愿意。
You know the reason?
你知道为什么吗
？Because she does all the work, I don't.
因为她要做所有的事情，我不怎么要做。
Well, when she said, "Well, darling, I did too much," I said, "All right, let's do it next week."
然后有时候我说，亲爱的，我已经做太多了。然后就说好，那么我们下礼拜来吧。
Notice I never say we won't cancel it. I never say I'll cancel it.
你注意到我从来不说那我们就算了，因为我总是说向后延期好了。
I'll postpone for next week.
我只是延期到下一个礼拜。
You know I'm too sociable.
我是太喜欢这个社交。
But sociable, the ability of sociability, I don't know what's the word, never build a church.
但是会利用社交是绝对没有办法来建立教会。
You build church upon Christ, the solid rock.
因为你在只有在基督这一个。 这个磐石上面，我们才能建立教会。
And nothing else.
别的没有任何根基。
You know, we are taking the young people out more often than before.
我，您知道最近我们呢，常常有给那个少年人有活动。
That is not to teach them to be sociable. They are sociable already.
并不是要教他们怎么样能够互相交朋友，这个社交，因为他们已经蛮会了。
But we want them to apply the spiritual principles that they have learned in the church to apply them to the life, to their life, individual life.
但是更要紧的，我们是希望他们能在这教会里所学到的这些属灵的原则，让他们能应用到他们的生活上面。
Even that we may observe them how they use the influence from the Bible to their daily living.
我们也要在那注意，他们怎么样能够从圣经上所学到的，来看他怎么样在他生日常生活上面能够运用出来。
I want to see how they grow in the Lord.
我要愿意让他们，我要看见他们怎么样能够在主里面长大。
I want to see how they apply the spiritual truth to them.
我要知道他们怎么样能够将这些圣经上的真理能够应用到他们自己身上。
You know, don't tell me that the young people do not understand the Bible.
不要告诉我说是这些年轻人根本不懂得什么圣经。
Don't tell me that they don't know how to apply it.
你也不要告诉我说他们根本不懂得怎么应用。
Because they do.
因为他们实在是懂。
I think I have the permission for my daughter to tell some of her story.
也许我能够从我已经有从我的女儿那里得到一点这个允许，让我可以讲一点她的事情。
You know, one day she went babysitting.
有一天她去给人家看孩子。
And she earned her money.
然后她就赚了一点钱。
And she came back to me saying, "Dad, I want to tithe for 10%."
于是她就说，那我这个钱拿回来，我要十一奉献。
I said, "Good."
我说很好啊。
So she took the money and tithe.
于是她就把这个钱拿了十一奉献。
You know, I can afford to tell these stories because it's only a small amount involved, not big amount.
我可以讲这个故事，因为这里面只讲到很少很少量的钱。
So we are not boasting that she had offered so much.
所以我们在这里不是在那替他宣扬说哇他奉献了多少多少。
But she came back the next day.
但是第二天他回来跟我说。
She said, "Dad, I read the Bible."
他说我读了圣经。
Now, this is the way she understands.
他说这是他所了解的圣经。
She said, "Dad, I read the Bible."
他说我看读圣经。
Yeah, I know she reads the Bible every day.
我知道他每天晚上在家里读圣经。
She said, "Dad, in Deuteronomy."
他说爸爸在这个生命记里头。
By the way, I would encourage you to read the Old Testament as well as New Testament.
我要再插一句，我是在鼓励你们又读新约也读旧约。
She said that I read in the New Deuteronomy that when the people of Israelite went into the land of Canaan.
她说我在读那个生命记里面的时候，我看到说是那些以色列民进入迦南地的时候。
And God ordered them specifically.
那个神特别给他们一个清楚的指示。
That your first fruit shall be offered.To God.
他说你的第一个出熟的果子要献给神。
Indeed, the first year of fruit were meant to give God.
的确那头一年所有的收成都是为了给神的。
Not 10%, not the tithe, but the whole thing.
那头一年的不是十分之一而是全部。
She said, "Dad, I think I should give all what I earn to God."
他就说也许这是我第一次这个看孩子，也许我应该全部都奉献给神。
What do you say? Should she offer all to the Lord?
你们说怎么样？他是不是应该把全部都奉献给神呢
？I want your opinion.
我想问问看各位的意见。
Because your parents too. One day your children may come to you have the same question.
因为在座的也有很多很多的家长，你们的小孩也许哪一天也会来这样问你。
What do you say?
你怎么说呢
？Should she offer or should she not?
他是不是应该把这所有的钱都奉献呢
？Please tell me. I want to know whether I did the right thing or wrong thing.
我不晓得你们请你们告诉我，因为我不知道我给他的回答对不对。
Should she?
他应不应该
？Or should she not?
还是他不应该？
I think he should.
我觉得他应该。
Dear brother and sister, I use this illustration to say that the Holy Spirit will give application to the Scripture.
所以我可以跟弟兄姊妹说，在圣灵实在可以将这个圣经的应用来教导我们。
I didn't teach her.
我没有教她。
I didn't tell her, you should not do that. She learned from the Lord himself.
我完全没有跟她讲，你这女儿啊，你该怎么怎么做。她是自己从神那里得到的。
I hope she's not embarrassed by me using this illustration.
我希望她在这里也不要太不好意思。
You know, I have to use some lively illustration. I cannot use other people's.
我现在很想用一点例子，但是我又不能够随便用别人的。
For everyone is a secret to yourself.
因为你们每一个人在神面前都是一个都是有你们的秘密。
Now, dear brother and sister, that is a secret of a Christian growth.
这就是一个基督徒长成的秘密。
When he draws you near to him, you are drawn to him, you learn from him, and you have application in your life.
当你被他吸引，于是你就很靠近他的时候，于是你的他你在你的生活上就会有这个有这样子的学习。
It is depending on how careful we use the word of God.
是的确是在那里就要看你怎么样子来怎么样的对神的话是怎么样，是不是很小心。
You know, some people do not even care. Deuteronomy again, chapter 32.
有些人根本甚至也不在乎这些事情。
Moses was warning the Israelites.
在申命记第32章，摩西在那里警告以色列民。
He said, do not take these as in vain.
他那说
Verse 47, I'm sorry. Chapter 32, verse 47.
生命记第32章第47节。
You know, I want you to turn the Bible with me because I'm not too familiar with the English Bible.
我希望你们跟我一起翻圣经，因为我对这个英文圣经也不是那么熟。
It give me time to read it while it gives you time to read the Chinese ones too.
你让我这样子读过去之后，就有时间你们也可以把中文的部分读一读。
It says, for it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life, and through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land, where you go over Jordan to possess it.
第47节说，因为这不是虚空与你们无关的事，乃是你们的生命。在你们过约旦河要得为业的地上，必因这事日子得以长久。
Dear brothers and sisters, isn't it clear that some have a great spiritual growth, some don't?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你们实在是可以看到，有些是在那里有属灵上的长进，但有些没有。
God has all revealed himself, the beauty of himself to us.
神将他自己的美丽向我们显现。
It's all in the Bible.
都在圣经里面向我们说明。
All of you come to receive the preaching.
你们各位都得来到这里，来这里听讲道。
But some pay attention to it.
但有些人呢就很注意，很小心的注意听。
Some don't.
有些人不太在乎。
Some care.
有些人很在乎。
Some don't.
有些人不太在乎。
That shall divide the speed of a spiritual growth.
这就是一个决定你在属灵里头长大的速度的一个因素。
That should decide that you grow healthily or not.
这就可以决定你是不是很健康的在那儿长大。
And that also dictates whether you know this king or not.
你在那里也决定你是不是真的认识这位国王。
Let's move on to the next frame.
我们再看下一个。
You know, my wife asked me, how many times do you want to preach on that? I said, well, I hope I can preach it in 4 times. I already used 2.5 times now.
我太太问我说，你要这本小书，你要到底要讲几次道啊？我说我大概讲4次，但是我现在已经讲完2次半了。
You see, the next frame said they begin to discover that the king is passionate and loving.
于是他们就发现，就说国王又慈爱又怜悯。
And he feed them with his good food every day.
他用美食日日喂养他们。
Shall we turn to Psalm 34, please?
让我们来看诗篇第34篇。
Psalm 34, verse 8.
诗篇34篇第八节。
This is a very familiar one. I think I preached that upon.More often than some other scriptures.
我相信这实在是一个很熟悉的经节，我常常讲到这个。
But I wouldn't mind using it again as encouragement.
但是我今天我要再一次讲，来鼓励各位。
Psalm 34.
诗篇第34篇。
Verse 8 says.
第八节
说。Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
How good is the Lord?
主有多好呢?
We have a song that says, God is so good, God is so good, and He is good to me.
我们有一首小孩的诗歌说，神实在是好，实在是好，因为他对我好。
You see, God is good, and God is good to me is different thing, are different things.
你知道这是实在是两件事，神很好是一回事，但神对我很好又是另外一回事。
Totally different.
这完完全全不一样。
We know God is good. We don't have to taste it.
我们知道神是好的，我们也用不着去尝试。
But only when you taste Him that you know He is good to you.
但是只有你在那里去尝尝他的美善的时候，你才知道他有多好。
And then when we say He is good, we mean something.
然后我们在说他是好的时候，我们就实在是知道，我们是里面知道他好。
You know, we can say that the United States is big.
我们可以说，美国很大。
But then it's different than you say from Kansas City to Atlanta or somewhere.I've never been in Kansas City. I'm not saying what I know.
也许说从Kansas City 一直到那个到 Atlanta 什么地方，那边怎么很大？可是我从来没去过那里，我根本不知道。
I intended that way because you realize how empty my words were when we say that.
你看我刚刚在那里结结巴巴的说，你就看到我讲的话很空，因为我根本不知道那个地方。
But I can tell you how good Cornell is.
可是我可以告诉你康奈尔大学有多好。
I can tell you how beautiful Ithaca is.
我可以告诉你在 Ithaca 那个小城有多美。
I can tell you how magnificent those winter pillars, the ice pillars, our icicles are.
我可以告诉你在那里那个冬天的时候那个垂下来的冰柱有多漂亮。
I can tell you how gorgeous are the canyons and the Finger Lakes.
我可以告诉你在那里那些湖有多漂亮在那个地方。
Because I've been there.
因为我到过那里。
I spent 5 years.
因为我在那里花了有五年的时间在那里。
Brother and sister, how much time have you spent with the Lord in the Bible?
弟兄姊妹们，你在神的话中你花了多少时间呢？
I'm sure you all agree that God is good.
我相信你们都相信神是好的。
But how much can you tell He is good?
但是你能够知道多少他到底是怎么个好呢？
Can you tell others?
你能不能告诉别人他怎么个好法呢？
Can you meditate on Him and find out His goodness and enjoy it?
你能不能在那里心里默想他有多好，然后在那里享受的不得了呢？
When we come to worship, just as we did this morning, how much do you really worship Him?
就像来到我们今天，我们来到这里，我们在那敬拜神，你能够有多少心里面有多少？真正在那敬拜呢？
It depends on how much you really know him.
你实在是在那里是因为看你知道他认识他有多少来决定。
When you say, I love him, do you really mean it?
当你说我爱你，我爱他，你是不是真的是这样这个意思呢？
Oh, when you say, I bow down and worship you, do you really mean it?
当你说我在这里要服服敬拜你，你是不是真的这个意思呢？
I find sometimes it's interesting that we all stand up and sing those worship songs saying, we bow down and worship you, we didn't.
我常常很好玩，因为我们常常都是站在那里站起来唱说我们服服敬拜你，但我们并没有服服敬拜。
But actually, some people did bow down and worship him before he wrote that song.
但是您知道，那些写这样的诗歌的人，的确他们在神面前的确是在那里服服在地上敬拜，然后才写得出这样的诗歌。
The psalmist said, "Oh, taste the Lord and know that He is good."
在这里作诗人说，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善。
Taste Him. How do you taste Him?
他说你要尝一尝，你怎么尝呢？
How do you taste him?
你怎么尝呢?
Jesus said, my meat, you can, my meat is edible.
耶稣说我的肉是可以吃的。
My blood is drinkable.
我的血是可喝的。
You can drink of my blood.
你可以喝我的血。
You can eat of my meat.
你可以吃我的肉。
How?
这怎么弄呢?
We say how?
我们说怎么行呢?
Those people in the gospel, the time of gospel, they stumble because they don't understand Jesus' words.
在那个时代里头，他们就听不懂耶稣这个话，所以他们都跌倒。
Jesus said, "My word is the spirit, and my word is life."
因为在那里说我的话就是生命，我的话就是灵。
And indeed, His word nourishes, feeds our spirit.
的确，他的话在那里就可以喂养我们里面的生命。
Have you had this experience when you're really cast down, you're burdened, you're so depressed?
你有没有这样的经验？当你实在是心情沉重的不得了，在那里简直是不知道该怎么办了。
Let me tell you, a movie won't cheer you up.
我跟你说，如果你去看一场电影，没办法让你很高兴。
A sports game can only make you tired, maybe sleep better.
也许你去打一场球，只会让你累了，就是好好睡一下子。
It won't give you the strength.
但是没有办法给你里面的力量。
If you come to the Word of God.
但是你来到主的话里面。
You know, I admire those people in the Gideon society.
我实在是很佩服那个基甸会那个圣那个送圣经的。
They send so many Bibles to all the hotels.
他们把圣经都分送给那么多的旅馆里面。
You know, the Gideon Bible has a character. Whether you know it or not, I can tell you.
你有没有注意到基甸会送出来的圣经有一个特征
？They always has a leaf of information for you to use.
那里面总是有一部分一个是是一个资料你可以用的。
Not the telephone numbers. You can call so and so when you're feeling bad, you're feeling downcast. You can call so and so. No, not the hotline numbers.
并不是给你一些热线的号码，说或者说什么人你可以打电话，如果你心里觉得心灵空虚不高兴。
It's better than hotline.
那是比那个热线还更好的。
It tells you the scripture where you can find help.
在那里，他告诉你你怎么样可以从哪些经节里面能够得到帮助。
I'm very sympathetic.To those people who are not familiar with the Bible and yet need to find something helpful in an urgent.
那我实在是很觉得很难受。有些人实在是很需要在那里要找到圣经节来帮助得到帮助，但是他找不到。
You know, when you are downcast, you read, for instance, 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
也许若是你在那里真的心情沉重的时候，也许你试试看读哥林多后书第二章。
I'm sorry, Corinthians chapter 1.
不对，第一章。
You know, Paul was telling him that there are two experiences he has.
在那里，保罗告诉有两个经历，他有的两个经历。
One is receiving comfort.
一个是接受这个安慰。
The other is suffering.
另外一个是受苦。
But he put it such a nice way that he said, our suffering is meant for your comfort.
但是他那里写的那么好，他说我们受苦是为了你们得安慰。
And then he said, if we are confident, that you may be confident also.
他说这样我们得到安慰的时候，于是你们也能同样得到安慰。
He's putting all the burden on himself.
因为他把这一切的重担放在他自己身上。
He said, "Whatever going wrong with me is so that you may be comforted. You, when you come through this experience and difficulty, you know Paul has suffered it. I have suffered it. I'm through. I'm well in one piece. God is graceful. Be in good cheer."
当你们在那受苦的时候，你们知道保罗也曾经这样的受苦，而他这样受苦过来的时候，让我们也能他们得到安慰，让我也能得到安慰。
Think back of Paul's problem. I don't see anybody has greater problem than he has.
我们如果想一想保罗他所经过的困难。我想我们很少有人能像保罗那样的大的困难。
But he's always cheerful and he's always positive.
但是他总是那么样子很正面的，他总是那么样子很喜乐。
He said, "Whenever I'm weak, I'm strong in the Lord."
他说我软弱的时候，我就在主里面坚强。
And I'm sure many of us today need encouragement like that.
我相信今天我们很多人都需要这样的鼓励。
And Paul said, "When we are comforted, is that you may be comforted too."
于是在那保罗说我们得到安慰，所以你们也能够得到安慰。
Dear brothers and sisters.These are the way to taste of the word of God.
那弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们怎么样可以来尝主恩的滋味。
When you taste of Him, you will agree with the psalmist that He is good.
当你这样尝过之后，你就必须要同意这个写诗的人说他实在是美善。
And your spiritual taste, your spiritual, your desire will be opened.
然后你这时候你属灵的胃口，你的这个就会增加。
Oh, let me tell you, you are being drawn to Him.
弟兄姊妹们，于是你就被他吸引。
And you begin your spiritual devotional life.
然后你开始你在你的属灵上面的一个你的灵修的生活。
You know what it say here? He said he fed them with good food every day.
您看这里他说他每天给他们吃好的东西。
Until they know that he is their best friend.
一直整到他知道他是他最好的朋友。
His best friend.
是他最好的朋友。
What did we just sing?
我们唱了什么呢？
He is my brother. Though a king, he's a brother to me.
他说，虽然他是一个王，贵为王的那样的一个人，但是他是我们的兄弟。
What did we sing? We said, Hallelujah, what a friend.
我们刚刚唱说 ,Hallelujah, 他是怎么样的一个好的朋友。
Hallelujah, what a savior. Hallelujah, what a friend.
他说 ,Hallelujah, 他是如何的一个救主，他又是如何好的一个朋友。
I felt that Shirley took my line before I have a chance.
我觉得 Shirley 大概把我要讲的已经先唱出来了。
You see, the Spirit moved us to tell you that.
因为这实在是同一个灵感动我们这样子来唱来说。
If you really taste of Him and if you're fed upon by Him, you know He's your best friend.
当你在那里尝他的滋味，然后你在那里与他同在的时候，你就知道他是你最好的朋友。
You know you can trust Him.
你可以完全的信靠他。
Totally trust him.
完完全全的信靠他。
And give yourself to him.
而且把你自己给他。
Let him control you.
让他来控制你，来管你。
Let him take your life.
让他来管辖你的生命。
We have been preaching on Romans chapter 12 often and often.
我们常常讲到了罗马书第十二章的事情。
It says, "Brothers, I beseech you with the love of God."
他说，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲怜悯来，我们一起来读。
It never bothered me to read that too much.I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈爱劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁，是神所喜悦的。
And in Psalm 34 it says, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
因为在那里诗篇里再一次说你来尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，在主里面
信靠他的人
是有福的。
You see, to taste of his goodness is to trust him.
你知道你尝了他的美善之后，你就可以来信靠他。
To know him is to love him.
然后你认识他了以后，你就能够爱他。
This is what the psalmist is urging us to do.
这就是诗篇的写诗的人叫我们来鼓励我们这样做的。
You know, why do some of us can make a commitment to the Lord more than other people?
为什么有些人能够对神能更多的摆上呢？
Because he trusts him more.
因为他实在是信靠神更多。
You know, until that day, God really never put a burden on us.
你知道吗？一直到那个那段这个阶段，神还从来没有把任何的重担加在我们身上。
Many Christians has never achieved at a total dedication offering to the Lord Himself.
有很多基督徒从还没有经过到这一段，就是将自己完全献给神的这个阶段。
They want to taste the goodness of God.
他们愿意尝主恩的滋味。
They want to see His protection.
他们也渴望神的保护。
They want His love.
也希望也要神的爱。
And they want His guidance and wisdom and everything.
也要神的指引，也要神的智慧，所有的事情。
I don't want to miss the will of God. He meant it because he thinks all will of God is good to him.
因为他能说，我不要违反神的旨意，因为他心里面的了解是神的旨意，一切都是好的，为了他都是好的。
He has never known the training yet.
因为他还没有真正尝到那个训练的那一部分。
Oh, how it burdens my heart to say this.
因为我实在是心里面有很大的重担要这样讲。
But this is only the elementary school.
因为我这只是一个小学开端。
There's yet to learn.
因为还有很多很多我们要学的。
Next frame, please.
下一个。
After the horse is thoroughly trained of the king's goodness.
当时但是这马真的是完完全全知道神这个国王有多好以后
and decided to trust him totally
然后决定要完完全全的信靠他
all of a sudden it seemed to change
突然一下子好像事情就不一样了
it seems as if that God is no longer good to them
好像神好像对他不那么好了
because there's a purpose the king wants to breakTheir stubborn will.
因为在那里开始有一个目的，因为王要将这个马的这个意志能够折服。
Some of the more experienced people would say this is cross.
有些比较有经历的弟兄姊妹会说，这就是十字架。
And I would like to equate them as a training.
我在这里只想讲，它是一个训练。
The purpose of it is so that we may have a total submission through and through.
因为他的目的也是就让我们能够在神面前能够完完全全的一步一步的更加信靠他。
You know, I know of a story, a brother who served the Lord, and he related to us when we were first coming to serve him as a full-time servant.
我记得当我们刚刚出来全时间服侍主的时候，有一位弟兄这样子跟我们分享。
And this is an interesting brother. He said when he was called to serve the Lord.
这位弟兄很有意思，他说他自己刚刚被呼召出来服侍主的时候。
And he was so hot, so zealous. He said, "Lord, I love you. I want to give my life to you totally."
他说他是那样子热心。他说主啊，我爱你，我要把我的生命全部给你。
He said, "My life is all yours. I don't want to have anything to the world."
他说我的一切全是你的，我在世上不要有任何事情，不要有任何的。
All my future is in your hands.
我整个将来都在你的手上。
So he said, "I decided."To follow him.
所以他说我就决定我要跟随他。
And he made a vow, he made a decision saying goodbye to the world.
他就一直在那里他就决定了他在那里发誓他说世界啊再见吧。
And the next day he went to the training camp.
第二天他就到达了训练营。
The brother, a very famous, very mature brother,spoke to those young men.
在那里有一个有一个比很属灵上很成熟的一个弟兄跟他们说。
I don't want to say his name because everyone will think that I have given too much credit to this person.
我不愿意再说什么因为我要再提他的名字，也许你们又觉得我说他太好了。
And he began with a very stern and sincere voice.
他用一个很坚定而又很严厉的一个语气说
He said, "I wonder why you are here today."
他说我知道你为什么今天在这里。
No, he said, "I wonder why you're here."
他说我不懂为什么你今天在这里。
I don't see why you need to come here.
我不觉得你需要来这里。
He said, "You have made a wrong choice."
他说你算是做了一个。
你们
，我想你们大概是实在是走错了路。
You have done a very foolish thing.
你们做了一件很愚笨的事情。
You have given up all the goodness in the world.
因为你们将世上一切所有的好处都已经丢下。
And come to serve a man of Nazareth.
来到在这里要服侍一个拿撒勒人。
Whose share for you is suffering and pain.
他要给你们的不过就是苦难，就是痛苦。
What you have committed to him is that he may do anything he wants to you.
因为当你们这样子向他投靠的时候，你们就是将你就他就给他他就可以在你们生活上生命上做任何的事情。
He said, "Go back."
于是这个人就说：“你们都回去吧。”
And if you want to go back, please do it now.
若是你们还要想回去，赶快现在走吧。
It's still time.
现在还有时间。
If you committed one more this today, there's no way you can return.
但是若是今天你们已经不走了，在这里你要奉献的话，你就一辈子就完了。
You know what this brother who told me the story said?
你知道吗？当这个弟兄告诉我这个故事的时候，他怎么说呢
？He said, this is very interesting. He said, if I knew that, brother.If I knew it only yesterday, I wouldn't have come today.
他说若是我昨天听到这些话、我今天就不会来了。
But since I decided to come, it's too late now.
但是我已经决定我要来了，已经太晚了。
Hallelujah, these are the ones that the Lord can really do things with them.
Hallelujah, 只有这样子的人，神才能在他身上开始做事情。
God doesn't mean evil to us.
神并不是要故意要在我们身上这个做些坏事。
But he must subdue our human nature, our sinful nature.
但是他必须要将我们这个有罪的本性在那里能够先折服。
Dear brother and sister, what does that relate to you?
弟兄姊妹们，这个跟你有什么关系呢？
When you begin to realize that you love the Lord more, and you have done according to what Peter says, give yourself to the Lord the way chapter 12 of Romans says,
弟兄姊妹们，当你们说我很爱神，我现在要把我自己奉献给神，就像在那个罗马书十二章里所说的，将我自己奉献了。
What does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
You're going to face reality.
你这时候你就开始真正要面对现实了。
That the Christian way is not all roses.
因为在做基督徒的这个路上，不是一路都是花香长漫。
There are difficulties.
有的确有困难。
But all these difficulties that God has given you is meant for a purpose.
但是所有这些神所给你的这些难处都是有他的目的。
That you may always say yes to him.
这样子来训练你永远对着他说是的。
Have you realized some of the good songs that we have sang?
你有没有注意到有些很好的诗歌我们唱过的
？He said, "To God's will, I always say yes. To Satan, I say no."
对着神，我永远说是；对着撒旦，我永远说不。
How could anybody be like that?
怎么可能有人是可以这样做呢
？You know.He or she has been trained.
你就知道这个人是曾经经过训练的。
These are the ones God can use.
这些人是神可以用的。
These are the ones God will use.
这些人也是神也可以神要用的。
You see, this process of training is not easy.
因为这一段训练的过程不是那么容易。
It's painful for the horse and for the trainer.
因为这个程序对那个训练的人跟那些马都是很痛苦的。
Do we have a scripture to support that?
我们是不是在这里可以找到一节圣经节来讲到这一点呢
？You bet we do.
当然有。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
请你看《希伯来书》
Verse 3，《
希伯来书》十二章第三节。
It says about Jesus, says, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest he be weary and faint in your mind."
第三章第。
第十二章第三节 ，Chapter 12, verse 3。
第十二章第三节。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Have you ever put yourself in a position as the one who contradicts our Lord?
你们有没有有过这样的经历，是受罪人顶撞
？No. Have you put yourself in a position as sinners to contradict your Lord?
你有没有经过这样子？你是一个罪人，然后你来顶撞神？
你有没有想到
你是这样子罪人？
You see, when we talk about cross, somebody gave an illustration. He said, "My will is this, and God's will is this."
Okay, 有些人就讲说这个十字架什么意思呢？是说我的意思是这个，而神的意思是这个。
And it cannot pass through.
而这个就没有办法通过。
And if my will is it, God's will is this going through.
但是
cross.
但是若是我的意思是这样，但是神能够从我的意思中能够通过，那这就是十字架。
Dear brother and sister, we always thought that.We suffer for God's will.
我们常常说，我们是因为神的旨意，我们来在这里受苦。
Our idea isn't from God, therefore we suffer.
那么既然我们这个意思不是从神来的，所以我们要受苦。
Have you realized that God suffers because His will is not your will?
你有没有想到神在那里受苦，因为你在做的事情不是他的意思
？Have you realized that?
你有没有想到这一点
？Why should He the one always be giving up?
为什么你一定是要神那边让那边让步呢
？Why should he always yield？
为什么总是要神让步呢
？But let me tell you, he yields more often than you do.
让我来告诉你，神实在是常常的让步，比我们让步的多。
I know from experience.
因为我实在是从经历里面可以知道。
Because the way I serve in the Lord, I serve the Lord in the church, I begin to yield more and more to people's will.
因为我在教会里面服事，所以我就开始学习怎么样能够更多的来那个来让步。
I found out those who serve with me more often has a stronger will than I do.
我也发现有很多跟我一起服事的有比我更他的那个意志比我还更强。
And I begin to say, Lord, although I think I have your will.But you have yielded. So will I.
于是我就说主，我知道我知道这不是你的意思，但是你曾经这样让步过，所以我在这里我也让步。
Now what I said, although I believe I have your will, but since your will also yield.
我相信我在这里我是照着你的意思，但是既然你的意思是让步，所以我也让步。
I have yielded many times.
我让步常常是让步。
Maybe not enough yet.
也许还不够。
But dear brothers and sisters, this is the way the Lord trains us.
但是你知道，这就是神怎么样来训练我，就是这样训练。
That we are willing to yield.
当我们愿意这样子让步。
To God and to man.
对着神，对着人都愿意让步。
I speak to those who have a spiritual eye to hear the difference.
我在这里想啊，要对那些有这个属灵的耳朵能够听得出这个不同的。
May I repeat it again?
我能不能再说一次？
God trains us to yield.
神训练我们，让我们能够愿意放弃，愿意让步。
We learn to yield to God and learn to yield to people.
我们学习对着神让步，也对人让步。
So that His will may be in us.
这样子，他的旨意才会在我们身上。
I don't know how to explain this further.
我不知道怎么样，我能再解释的更深。
But those who have ear have the spiritual ear shall hear.
但是有耳能听的就能听到。
I think I must finish soon.
我想我应该马上结束。
I'm sorry, I didn't finish the way I intended to finish.
我没有照我想象的那样子结束。
But if I keep preaching, you're thinking you're suffering a cross.
如果是我要继续再讲的话，我想你们大概是在受了十字架的这个。受苦了。
Please don't take preaching as a cross to you.
所以希望不要把这个听道当做一个十字架。
You know, the horse will learn to obey.
这个马在那里可以学习怎么样来顺从。
Learn to trust.
顺服来信靠。
And until the slightest tug from the rein was transmitted to them and they obey.
一直等到在那个缰绳上那边轻轻的那一拉，他就马上能够听话，马上能够顺服。
Dear brother and sister, who are those that are willing to suffer for the Lord, for the loss?
只有那些愿意为神在那里放弃一切的。
Dear brother and sister, today he is calling you and I to give him a chance.
今天他在这里就向我们呼召，给他一个机会。
Indeed, it's also our chance.
的确，这也是我们的一个机会，来学。
You may say my family is a cross.
你也许说我的家庭是我的十字架。
My home meeting is a cross. I had to go, but I don't really enjoy it.
也许我的这个分家聚会是我的十字架，因为我非去不可，但是我又不太高兴。
I may say those who serve with me are the cross to me.
也许说跟我一起服侍的那些人是我的十字架。
I may even say the company became a cross to me.
也许说我这个我的公司，我做事的公司变成一对我来讲变成一个十字架。
I say, you may say, I really don't want to live the way I do today.
或者你说，我对我今天这样过的日子、过的生活，我不满意。
The whole life is a cross.
这整个生命、这生活对我来讲是个十字架。
You know, I wish I have thousands and millions of dollars, but I don't. It's a drag of life to me.
也就是说，我愿意要有千千万的这个财产，那么我现在没有，这个生活实在是没意思。
Please, brother and sister, please take notice.
但是弟兄姊妹们，请你这样注意。
This in itself will not become a cross.
这些事情本身不会变成十字架。
If it were not for two basic requirements.
若不是能够符合这两个条件的话。
First of all.
第一个。
You have to understand that God has a purpose in it.
第一个，神要有他的旨意在那里。
Second.
第二个。
You're willing.
是不是你愿意。
Without these two prerequisites, all these are just sufferings, they're not cross.
若是没有这两个因素在里面的话，这些只是受苦，而不是十字架。
Because it will not polish your life.
因为这个不能够将你的生命能够让它更完美。
It will not change your life.
因为也没办法将你的生命改变。
It will not teach you to love God.
也没有办法教导你怎么样去爱神。
It will not teach you to learn of Him.
也没办法在那里能够让你学到他。
And your life cannot imitate after Him.
因为你的生命没有办法模仿他。
All those suffering will only make you pain.
所有那些受苦只会让你觉得很痛苦。
It didn't bring you glory.
但是没有将荣耀带来。
However.
但是。
If you have a desire, you say to the Lord, Lord, because I know your goodness, I believe everything you have been given, everything you have been given to me was through the measure of your hand.
但是若是你说主啊，我知道所有事情在那里要临到我的，都是经过你手这么量出来给我的。
I trust your kindness.
我相信你是慈爱。
I don't doubt it.
我就不怀疑。
Therefore, I would say, Lord, please have mercy on me.
所以然后就说主啊，求你给我恩惠，给我恩典。
Then you will find out in those suffering there's a purpose.
然后你就发现那些受苦里面有一个目的。
That you may be changed.
然后我们就可以从那里得到改变。
That you may learn of God.
然后你才能够学到神。
Imitate of him.
然后来模仿他的样式。
Truly as Jesus said, pick up your burden, pick up your cross and follow me.
的确神说拿起你的十字架来跟随我。
And Jesus also said, my yoke is easy, my
burden is light. 但是神又说我的轭是轻省的，我的担子是轻省的，我的轭是容易的。
I see some people are nodding.
我看到有些人在点头，因为你知道我讲什么意思。
Some of you may not even understand what I'm talking about.
也许你们不太了解我讲什么。
But please listen again.
但是请你再听一次。
Your willingness.
你的愿意的愿意。
And your submission.
跟你的顺服。
You're saying that God, I know there's a purpose for me.
当你向神说神，我知道这里面有一个目的。你有一个目的
I need to find it.
我需要找到这个目的
Then your suffering means something to you.
然后你的受苦才有意义
That will change into your glory.
因为那个受苦才能够改变成为你的荣耀
You see, may I say it again? Two things I said. One is there must be a purpose.
我要讲的两点事情一个是必须那里有一个目的
Second, that you must be willing.
第二个是要我们自己心甘情愿地去接受
You must find the meaning.
你必须要先找到那个目的
And you must be willing.
然后呢要 有情愿去接受
And then the cross will make sense.
然后十字架才有它的意义
Look at Jesus.
我们看看耶稣
He knows what the cross meant for him.
他知道那个十字架是什么意义
And he's willing.
而他就心甘情愿地去接受
And that is the true cross.
这就是一个真这才是真实的十字架
If you take God's will out of his dying on two pieces of wood,
若是你将这个意义把这个受死的意义除去的话
then he died for nothing.
他死了就毫无价值。
If you take the willingness out of him,
若是你将这个耶稣的他的这个心甘情愿这一点能拿除去的话
then it really doesn't make sense why that God has to punish his son.
这样就看不出来到底有什么意义，因为神在那里毫无原因的要来处罚他自己的儿子。
You see, Jesus himself, when he goes through the cross, he did pray.
你看耶稣在那里要经过十架的时候他自己在祷告。
He prayed that your will be done.
他在那里说你的旨意但求你的旨意我成就。
And he said, I am willing.
他说我愿意。
You see, that's the secret of cross.
这就是十字架的一个的秘密。
And using it to our to today's experience.
我们将它用在我们今天的这个经历上面。
Whatever you do.
不管你做任何一件事。
You may find a purpose of God in you.
你也许可以找到神在那件事情上面给你的一个目的。
All the things that happen to not to your pleasure.
有很多事情不在那里不是让你很开心的。
Only is a means to show your willingness.
在那里是要让你有一个机会表现你是甘心乐意接受。就像这些马一样。
They have to learn to obey.
他们必须要学习怎么样来顺服。
Some just couldn't take it and left.
有些人受不了有些马受不了就跑了。
But some because beholding a future.
因为但有些人实在是远远看到他那个目的。
And see the glory.
而看到那将来的荣耀。
They take the chastisement willingly.
于是他们就将这个神的管教那样子心甘情愿的接受。
I have many, many things to preach again.
我有很多很多事情想要再在这里讲。
Next time, we're going to preach on that trust him and he will trust you.
下一次我们要讲到若是你信靠他的话他也会将他的信靠放在你身上。
Have you realized that one day Jesus trusts you?
你有没有想到有一天神要来要信靠你要有事情托你。
Have you realized that one day Jesus had to trust his disciples?
你有没有想到到了有一天耶稣他要将他自己交给门徒他必须要信任门徒。
And the Lord is training us for a purpose so that he can trust us.
神要训练我们有一个目的到一个地步他可以信任我们。
Have you been working in companies before?
你们有没有在公司里头做事啊?
They need to train you so that they can trust you.
他需要训练你，然后他才能够信得过你。
If that's the case, how much we need to suffer, we need to learn.
那么如果也是这样子的话，那么我们是要经过多少的苦难，要经过多少的训练。
But I shouldn't start that.
但是我们不要开始。
Indeed, this will become a cross for you.
不然的话，真的变成十字架了。
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.